Hey guys, how's it going? We're back with another episode of Living Life.
Oh my gosh, I literally just want to just stab myself. That was a weird way to start off an episode. But it's like, I literally just recorded, I'm not joking, two 25 minute episodes. That is 50 minutes of my life that I have put towards making an episode, and I had to delete two of them already because I revealed where I worked two times because I'm so fucking tired. Now, if this goes wrong and I do it again this episode, I'm just gonna give up and I'm just gonna have to post this a different day when I've actually gotten some sleep. Okay, I'm going off of 4 hours right now, so forgive me, okay? Please forgive me. And imagine, like, going through saying, like, a 25-minute story to somebody twice, and then being like, huh? Can you repeat that whole thing again? So I'm just, you know, I'm gonna give you guys a short version. I'm so sorry. Like, I wanted to give you a longer version, but it's like, I already spent 50 minutes trying to do it. So I just, it's just, I'm whatever. Basically, I want to say is that I'm jobless. It was, my last day was yesterday, and it was a super emotional day, and I, have been, like, really aggressive with job hunting to a point where it's affecting my health, and I can't tell my body to stop because my body does not want to stop. Every hour of every day, I'm applying for jobs. So, like, literally while I'm, like, gaming with friends, I'll have, like, you know, jobs, like, pulled up, like, that I'm applying for, or I'll be scrolling through, you know, the feed for jobs to see if there are jobs I could apply to in between matches. And, like, even, like, before, like, going to sleep, it's like, my body's like, you shouldn't be sleeping, you should be applying for jobs. So, instead of sleeping, I'll be, like, staying up until 5 a.m. applying for jobs. And then I'll wake up, like, 4 hours later, or less, usually less. And then my body's like, oh, I can't go back to sleep. I need to apply for jobs. My mind is constantly racing, and it is super aggressive, and it's hard to fight. Like, at this point, I'm waiting for my body to reach the ultimate point of exhaustion so I can sleep. Like, I literally crying today, still a little bit, because, like, my body's so tired, and it just wants to sleep, but it can't because my mind doesn't want to let me. My body doesn't want to let me. It's like, I want to, but my mind is constantly worried, and it's so, there's so much anxiety there, so much stress, so much frustration. There's just so much worry that my mind just cannot let me rest, and it is beyond frustrating, trying to, push past that. And, like, you know, even when I'm making breakfast, it's like, I can't just think about making myself breakfast. I'm literally like, you should be applying for jobs right now. While I'm showering, literally my mind's like, yo, you should be applying for jobs right now. While I'm cleaning anything, like, if I'm doing something that's not looking for jobs, my body's like, you should be looking for jobs. Even now, as I'm making this episode, I'm thinking about looking at jobs. I feel the urge. It's like an obsession. It's almost like an addiction. Like, I need to do it. Like, oh my gosh, I'm addicted. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I just realized that now. There was a time in my life, this is so random, but I just thought about it, but there was a time in my life where I thought I was addicted to corn muffins because I literally would make them all the time and eat them every day. So I looked up on Google, I'm like, what are the signs of an addiction? Because I needed to know if it was like, if I was actually addicted to them or not. And they said one of the things that, you know, makes it an addiction is like, you think about it all the time, and it's like one of the first things you want to do before you, like when you wake up in the morning, you know? And I'm just saying to myself, okay, well, I'm definitely not addicted to corn muffins, but now that I think about it, I'm addicted to job hunting because it is the first thing I think about when I wake up. It's what I think about before I go to sleep. It's like what I think about all throughout my fucking day. I'm obsessed. I'm addicted. I'm addicted. Oh my gosh, I'm an addict. I'm addicted to job hunting. Okay, well, wow. That is, that's weird to think about. Anyway, if this ends up being another long episode, that'd be cool, because then I could give you guys more detail. I'm just tired of going through these 25-minute episodes and then accidentally revealing where I work, and then I'd start over again, you know? Just like, I don't know why I keep saying the name of the company. I just need to stop. Okay, anyway. So, next part of the segment was, what was it? I don't even remember anymore. I guess hitting off all the boxes on the list of when I'm applying for jobs. So, all these jobs are like, oh, you need at least X amount of years of experience. So, like, I'm applying to them, and I could check off every single box, and they still don't want me. And it makes no fucking sense. And it's like, I have referrals, 5 referrals, actually, of people who have directly managed me for my current company, who would vouch for me and my skills, and letters of recommendation. I'm a top performer in every role that I've been promoted into, been promoted twice within a 10-month period, and I mention all these things, and they still don't want me. What more do you want? And the thing is, getting hired at this job I just had was a miracle. It was a blessing. 3,000 people applied, and they wanted me. The thing is, I didn't even have experience, and they still interviewed me. Wow. I don't know any other company in the world that would interview you when you don't have any experience on what it is that they're hiring for. I don't know any fucking company that would ever do that. If you know a company, let me know, because the job I worked for was the first company I ever saw that kind of thing in. They don't look at experience. They look at, does this person seem passionate? Does this person look like they are reliable? Can they do the job? Great, let's give them a shot. More companies need to do that shit. Like, why are you looking for a bachelor's degree for a customer service job? I have over 10 years of experience. That's equal worth amount, but they don't want to consider me because I don't have a bachelor's degree. You don't know how many times in retail where, you know, somebody could be a supervisor, they could be a manager, they could have a master's degree in business or whatever, and they could suck at their fucking job. And then little old Jenny over here, who didn't go to school, who, you know, has no experience, gets promoted, and she's the best fucking manager there's ever been in that fucking place. Experience doesn't mean shit. Do you have the drive? Do you have the passion? Can you get the fucking job done? That's what people need to fucking look at. They need to stop looking at fucking experience, because that shit doesn't mean anything. It's like, you know, people, they train you anyway for, like, all these customer service jobs. It's like, oh, you need to have 3 years of experience. But then when you get hired on, they need to teach you how to do the job anyway. So do you really need the experience if they're just going to train you anyway on how to do the job? It never made sense to me the way that a lot of these companies, you know, handle this kind of thing. So I'm like, I don't know what you want from me. You know, the places that they get back to me, it's like, I didn't make it to the interview step. So, you know how some job applications are, they're just like, you know, we'll send you follow-up questions, and then you have to do a skills assessment, and then if you pass that, you get an interview. Well, on both of them, I got made it to the skills round, and then I didn't make it past that, so it's like, oh, we're gonna go off of experience now. It's like, then why'd you even move me forward if you're just gonna end up looking at experience in the end? It's like, you know, it makes no sense. I thought they were different. I thought they weren't going to look at experience because they seemed like the kind of company that wouldn't. But, and at first they didn't. And then they were like,
Well, we only have one opening, so we're either gonna go off the experience for this next round. And I'm like, why waste my time then? Thing is, they had their job opened for like 2 weeks. Over 3,000 people applied for it, and they only had one opening. If you only have one opening, why do you let so many people apply to it? Why do you waste so many people's time? Especially when it's such a beefy application process. Like, I put in, I'm not joking, over 8 hours of time into it. If I would have known there was only one opening, I probably wouldn't have applied. Because the odds of me getting it is little to none. 3,000 people? Yeah, fucking right. I don't need to be some sort of god to, like, make it that far. But, it's just kind of crazy how companies do that. I think that they should close it off sooner. If you only have one open role, you should not let more than, like, 100 people apply to it. I get if, like, you're hiring manager and you don't check it for, like, a couple days, and then you're like, oh, dang, we have a lot of people who applied for this, let's close it. But to not check an opening for 2 weeks, I don't think so. I'm like, I think they did check, and they just kept it up. Anyway, well, we only have one open role, but let's just waste all these fucking people's time.
Whatever. So, I'm just tired, and I'm frustrated, and I'm tired of being, rejected. I literally get a rejection email every single day from all these places. I don't know what's gonna happen. I really don't want to go back to retail, and I think it's just, like, it hasn't hit me yet. You know, the whole, like, not having a job thing, it's, like, kind of crazy to think about. Like, whoa. Like, on Monday, I don't have to clock back in. I clocked out for the last time, and, like, that's it. It's over. I'm done. I'm officially jobless. I don't know what I'm gonna do now with my time. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna be applying for jobs, but, like, it's gonna feel so, you don't know, like, I'm the kind of person who can't just, like, sit around and just, like, not do anything. Like, I mean, I can, but I feel more comfortable doing it knowing I have a job. You know, like, there's something there to sustain myself. Now that I don't have that, doing nothing will feel so, like, I can't let myself enjoy, you know, the time. Or take time to myself to just chill and relax and do my own thing. Because, like, I don't have the luxury of doing so. I need a job. I need money. I need something to sustain myself. And then I can relax. And then I can be like, okay, well, I have all this time now, so let's just enjoy it. Until we start this new job. But I can't think like that. I can't let myself play games with my friends and just enjoy the time. I'm constantly thinking about applying to jobs while doing so. And I am literally an addict. So, a job hunting addict. And I don't know what to do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. Because my body doesn't want to let me rest. I'm waiting for my body to just pass out from exhaustion, because at this point, because I can't fall asleep, my mind doesn't let me. Even while I'm making this episode, my mind's like, what are you doing? You shouldn't be making this episode. You should be applying the jobs. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. It's so annoying. Like, why can't you shut up? And I can't shut my brain off. I don't know how to. I don't know how to. I just doesn't work. I don't know. I'm just so stressed all the time. So frustrated with this whole situation. Like, I literally got laid off from my last remote job, and now I'm getting laid off from this one. And it's just like, is asking for a little job security, like, too much? You know, like, am I a bad person to where, like, these things constantly keep happening to me? It's like, I was literally a top performer in my company in every single fucking role. I kept working my way, I worked my fucking ass off to get to where I was. I get promoted so I can make more money, so I could actually live and survive and make a little extra dollars at the end of the month. Like, so I could have some extra money coming in. Like, I worked hard to get to where I was. And it's like, all for what? Just to get fucking laid off. You know, just get tossed to the side. Like, all my work was fucking nothing. And all these companies can't see that. They can't see that hard work. They can't see that dedication. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. I could have all the fucking referrals and experience and all the highest numbers and be the top performer. And they don't give a fucking shit about that. They're like, well, you don't have experience in this, or you don't have experience in that, or little old Joe here has a one more years of experience than you do, or he has a more, she has a more, impressive resume than you do, or I don't know what the fuck they're looking at, because it's like, I know I'm a good person, and I know I'm a hard worker, and I know whatever company does hire me will be truly blessed, okay? Because they saw something in me all these other companies did not, and I want to put in 100% of myself into any job that will see that in me. And I do have one thing going for me, and it's at my current, it was at the place I just got laid off from. I found out on Wednesday that they do have an open role, okay? So my manager told me about this, and she said there is one open role with a different client. Now, I don't know if I need to reiterate this, but it wasn't my company that laid me off, it was the client. Because the client doesn't need me, my company can't use me, so therefore I get laid off, right? So it's because the client didn't need me. And none of the other clients at the time needed US agents, which is why we were all getting laid off. And then we find out there is one open position on with a different client. Now, I'm thinking the odds of me getting this is so low, but I'm going to interview it for it anyway because I have nothing else going for me. My odds are a little better only because it is an internal thing, so only people who work for the company currently can apply for it, and it's mostly going to be the people being laid off. Because who wants to go through the stresses of finding another job? The people who are applying for it are, most of them are people who are in a higher position than me. So I already know I'm not gonna get it, and I also suck at interviews. So no matter how hard I practice, I'm always going to mess it up. It's like, because when you're on the spot, it's hard to think of answers. You know, when you have time to just sit there and write down an answer, you could think about how you're gonna say something and make it sound nice. When you're put on the spot, it's harder for me to do that. I can't go into detail. I feel like I'm more vague when, you know, I'm put on the spot, which I feel like puts me in a bad position and I'm never able to give like proper responses. So I already know I'm gonna flunk. But I'm gonna try anyway, because you never know, I guess, but I feel like I should just expect not to get it. Anyway, and it's like I didn't tell my family about this whole thing because it's just like it's none of their business, and also it's just like I don't need that pressure, and I don't need people being like, oh, so sorry, boo-hoo, whatever. It's like I'm just gonna wait until I find something else and then be like, hey, it didn't work out at my company, so now I'm working at this new company, you know, and just take it from there. I don't freaking know. I don't know what I'm doing with my life anymore. So that was basically the gist of everything I said. And look at that, I cut like 5 minutes off. I don't know if that really counts, but I was like, basically the gist. Just like, now I'm a job hunting addict. I'm stressed about the current world and how these places process applications. Like, if I ever ran a company, if my website ever takes off, I will, which by the way, I haven't given up on it. Well, I told myself that once I actually am making good money, I'm gonna pay for someone to code the website and make it functional. But I need to make good money to do that. At least like 50K or more. 55K or more. 50K or more. I don't know, we'll see. But it's like if I ever ran my own company, I wouldn't look at those things. I wouldn't look at experience. You know, sure, I'd give the guy with a bachelor's degree a chance and the girl with no bachelor's degree a chance. I'd give them both a fucking chance. They don't need experience. I just need to see that, you know, you're capable of doing your job, you know, so we could see that in your resume where, you know, you worked, your responsibilities, things that you've done. And then be like, okay, it seems like they are someone who could do their job. Let's give them an interview. Let's just see what they're all about, and give them a fucking chance. Like, it's so fucking frustrating that more companies aren't not like aren't like that. It's like I just need someone to tell, like, show me, show me that there's some hope out there in the world, and not all companies are complete shit. You know, just there needs to be one other company out there other than the one that I worked at that's like that, right? I mean, it has to exist that, or they're not just like, I don't know any other company, because if I did, I'd be applying for it. If you guys know of a company that does that, that would be, you know, hit me up, let me know. But honestly, I don't think I've ever met a company that doesn't look at experience. Like, you don't need to have experience. Because the companies that claim you don't need to have experience want you to have experience. So it doesn't make sense. It's a little contradicting, you know? So this was the first company that says that you don't have the experience and actually meant it. So I don't think I've ever met another company like them, and I'm honestly gonna miss it there. So, it's gonna be really hard. I'll try giving you guys an update within the next month, if not sooner, depending if anything happens on the, you know, seeing if I get the job for the interview at my most recent company or not, or if I get an interview for something else, or I don't know, but we'll see what ends up happening these next couple weeks. For right now, I need to get some rest. I don't know if my body will let me, but I should at least try. And, wish me luck, because I'm definitely gonna need it. My life has not exactly been working out in my favor, and I mean, I'm stressed, I'm lonely, I don't know what to do with myself. I need human interaction, you know, and a lot of my friends are busy and stuff, so I think I'm okay with, like, being alone, and, you know, that's how I'm meant to live out the rest of my days. I just want to be successful and make good money and, like, do the things that I want to do and find reasons to keep on moving forward with life, you know? So, wish me luck, because I really, keep me in your thoughts, your prayers, send good vibes my way, whatever it is you believe in or don't believe in, you know, just good vibes, send them my way. I'm gonna need all the vibes, all the luck, all the prayers, so, I really do hope something works out and that there's something out there and I can get at least one interview from one of these places. No interviews yet. No interviews. I haven't even made it that far. Not a single interview yet. I remember the last time I applied between that 6-month period, remember? Between jobs, between remote jobs, I had to go back to retail. I think I got a decent amount of interviews, actually, during that time. It was very surprising. 1, 2, 3. I could think of 3, 4 with the company that I'm at now. There might have been a few others that I don't remember, but those, I remember, like, 4 in total or something during that time. If they saw something on my resume, then there is a good chance I will get interviewed for something else eventually. Maybe not right now. But eventually, maybe I can come across a job and they see something, so they request an interview. Could happen. The only places that got back to me are places that I didn't get moved forward in their application process, or like very like sus kind of jobs, you know, like, because I kind of just apply to stuff, you know, that I think I'd be a good fit for, and then I kind of look into it later, because I think it saves more time than, like, looking at every job individually, look at reviews, and then apply. I feel like it's easier to just boop, 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 and then if I hear anything back, I could look into the company, look at their reviews, and then be like, is this something I want to work for? You know, some place I want to work at, is it legit? You know, things like that, so it's like, I'm like, aha, of course the only places that would give back to me are places that aren't really, like, legit. I'm like, that's just my luck. If I feel weird about it, I don't continue with it, so. There's this one place that wanted me to fill out an assessment, and they wanted to take pictures of me while I was, they wanted access to my camera to take pictures of me while I'm completing the assessment. I'm like, that is so weird. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of sus. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Goodbye. So I didn't do it. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm feeling really tired right now. I just need to, I don't know. I think I'm going to wrap this up now, but I don't know if I'll be able to get sleep. Maybe my body will let me sleep for once. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe it'll make me apply for more jobs because I'm more like a son of an addict. but yeah, hopefully things go well. I'll try to give you guys an update on that. But for now, I am jobless. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I need, I don't know, something. Luck. A miracle. Something like that. Anyway, but thank you guys for listening. As always, I appreciate your support. I hope things are going better in your life than it is for me. If not, I hope things get better. No, you're not alone. If things are going well, that's great. I hope things continue going well for you all. And I will catch you all later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.